This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you Wombats and music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And Wombats and Music is my chance to bring you once a week, Mondays at 7, my favorite songs, anything I love. Some of the songs I will have played in recent weeks and certainly in recent years, and others are brand new to me. And tonight I'm going to start the show with Cotton Eyed Joe. It's a version of it that I like a lot. I played it at the end of last week's show and didn't finish it. And I don't know who's recording it. I can't find it on my little Shazam secret way of finding out what's what. But I like this version a lot. Anyway, the words are kind of interesting. See if you can figure out what's going on. I think this handyman type guy named Cotton Eye Joe wandered into a family and caused problems and then disappeared. And Daddy probably knows where he is, but Daddy's in the pen and Mama's in the graveyard. So listen for the verses. It's kind of a cute story. This is Cotton-Eyed Joe.
Oh, don't you remember a long time ago, Daddy had a man he called the Cotton-Eyed Joe. Flew into town on a traveling show, and nobody danced like the Cotton-Eyed Joe. Cotton-Eyed Joe, Cotton-Eyed Joe, where did you come from, where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Mama's at the window, Mama's at the door. She can't see nothing but the Cotton Eye Joe. Daddy held a fiddle, I held a bow. We played the hell out of Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe, Cotton Eye Joe,
Cotton Eye Joe, where did you come from? Where did you go?
Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Cotton Eye Joe, and if you know who it was, let me know. By the way, you can contact me if you'd like. You can send me email at hbaya@ehc.edu. That's Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. So if you happen to know who made that song, who the singer is, let me know. Now the next song I get a special introduction for, it's called I Hope You Dance. It's by Leanne Womack from 2000. It went to number one and got all sorts of awards. It's kind of known as her signature song. And I played it before a couple years ago. But the reason I'm playing it today is that The president of our college, Roz Reichert, used this song in her address to the graduating class, and she read the verses to them. And it was her message to them. Part of her message was she wanted them to follow the instructions in this song. The basic idea is if you have a chance to sit on the side or dance, dance. And there's some other good poetry in it. So I'm in good company here. I like this song, and apparently Roz does too. And I can't help but wonder if she happened to hear the song on my show, because her husband Don does listen to my show occasionally, and it's possible that she heard it through my show. I doubt it, though. Roz probably hears a lot of things, and she probably knew this song long before that. So this is I Hope You Dance, and it's a inspiring message, or at least Roz and I think it is, and I hope you enjoy it.
Tell me, what's the love like?
That was I Hope You Dance by Leanne Womack. And we've got another one, sort of a similar song. It's from the same year, and I think it has a similar mood. It's by a group called Savage Garden, an Australian group. It was their second number one hit, and I like their other number one hit and play it occasionally. This is called I Knew I Loved You, and it's kind of a mystical thing. I knew I loved you before I met you. Now, you figure that one out. It's sort of like predestination or something. In any case, I like it a lot. So this is an Australian group called Savage Garden singing I Knew I Loved You. That was Savage Garden singing I Knew I Loved You. The next song is new to me. It's by a singer named Steve Earle. He's actually from Hampton, Virginia, and sings a lot of folk, rock, and Texas songs. And I heard this song recently, and I liked it. I'm going to play it for you. It's more of a message song. The melody's okay, and Steve Earle's got an interesting voice, but he's a poet and is well known for coming up with interesting lyrics. And this one has, I think, kind of an interesting lyrics. It's, you figure it out. That was I Am a Wanderer by Steve Earle. Next up is a kind of a humorous song. It's by Doug Stone, who's from Newton, Georgia, and this went to number one on the country charts a while back. It's called Why Didn't I Think of That? And I identify with this song, having had a few failed relationships. Apparently, he did not do all the right things with his ex-girlfriend. Now he's watching somebody do things right, and he's kind of beating himself up saying, why didn't I think of that? And yet when you hear a lot of the things that are going on, you think, how could you not have thought of that? I mean, after all, you're supposed to tell her you love her. I mean, aren't you? Well, presumably you do love her. Anyway, so this is Why Didn't I Think of That? And it's sung by Doug Stone.
He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around and he makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. said a waltzer can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I'm watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her and calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, ooh, it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
Why didn't I think of that? Looking back at some past relationships, I can certainly say, why didn't I think of that? So that was Doug Stone. Now we have another new one for me. It was recorded in 1995 by John Michael Montgomery, a well-known country singer from Kentucky. And this was one of his hits. He's pretty well known for this one. It's called Sold, also called the Grundy County Auction Incident. Of course, we have a Grundy, Virginia, but we don't have a Grundy County. There is a Grundy County in Tennessee. I think there's another one somewhere else, too. But in any case, he's at an auction, and he's seen something he would like to bid on. And so it's your job, if you listen closely to the song, to figure out exactly what it is that he wants. And you can hear him using a lot of auctioneering terms as he goes on about how he'd like to handle this particular item.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love and laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a
she's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
So now you know what it was he was bidding on. It was the pretty lady at the auction, and apparently he was successful. So good for him. Next song up is called Baton Rouge by Guy Clark. I'm a big fan of Guy Clark's. I play a number of his songs. He's from Texas, and he's also a songwriter, and many of the country singers have sung songs by Guy Clark. He's getting on a bit now, I'd say in his 70s. He had a show in Bristol about a year and a half ago at the Paramount Theater, and I went, and it was great. This is one of his songs that, this is the first time I ever heard him, actually. I heard this song about 20 years ago, Baton Rouge, and I liked it so much that I got a group together to sing it at a camp I was at. And story time, by chance, they had an auction, and they were auctioning off things, and one of the auction items was, they're raising money for the camp, was to have your toenails painted blue. And the auction price went up to $25 or something, and I bid on it, but I didn't get it. Anyway, the person who was doing this said, you know what, I'll do anybody's toes for this fee, whatever it was, $25. So I signed up, and so did some others. It turned out that in our little group that was going to sing Baton Rouge, there were three of us with blue toes. So the other two went and got their toes painted blue, and we went on as the Louisiana Blue Toes and sang Baton Rouge. I really like this song. It's got a wonderful Louisiana feel to it. It's Baton Rouge by Guy Clark.
Well, I'm gonna leave Texarkana, I'm gone down to Louisiana, I'm gonna try my luck in Baton Rouge. I'm gonna follow old Red River down till I see the lights of town. Man, I ain't gonna get no sleep in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Texas girl that broke my heart, and then she tore my truck apart. Guess I'll get me another in Baton Rouge. I like crawfish, I like rice, and I like girls that treat you nice. I'm gonna find me one in Baton Rouge. Said Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna learn to walk that walk, I'm gonna learn to talk that talk, I'm gonna learn to dance in Baton Rouge. Now ain't life just like a cul-de-sac? I'm a Texan boy, and I'm going back as soon as I catch my breath in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna strut my stuff in Baton Rouge.
That was Baton Rouge by Guy Clark. Oh, I forgot to mention, when the five of us went up there, we all went up barefoot, and we tried to show everybody our toes, which is kind of hard to do when you're on a flat, you know, the whole room was flat. Now I've got a change coming for you. You may recall about, some of you who are listening, a couple weeks ago I had a guest DJ on, Dylan Robinson, And he's on again tonight. He's going to do the second half of the show. And Dylan, I understand you're going to have your own show soon. Tell me about it.
Well, the show name is called Back in Time, and it's going to start in June.
Ah, okay. Last week you played some rockabilly and some other stuff. Will it be, give us some, what kind of music are you going to have? More rockabilly? Going to have a lot of stuff? What, a lot of variety? What's up?
So tonight I'm going to start off with some big band style, and then it's going to move into some country.
Okay. Well, we'll get ready, and I'm going to turn the mic and the controls over to you, and we're ready for the first.
All right. The first song I'm going to be playing tonight is by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, which is a big band, band from the late 90s, and this song is called Jumpin' Jack. Here we go.
Sit one down, two down, skid on, bim bang. you gotta be jumping jack.
Jump on it, jump, Joe.
When you hit the dance floor, you gotta be jumping jack.
Jump on it, jump, Joe.
Like a wild train, run right off your track.
Whoa, whoa, you just can't stop it.
Like a wild train, run right off your track.
Whoa, whoa, watch it, watch it.
All right, that was Jumpin' Jack by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Up next is a few songs by a band called The Wyos, which I saw live at the Virginia Highlands Festival a couple years ago, and they really put on a show, and I hope you enjoy these. This song that's coming up is called Midnight Train. Hope you enjoy it. Midnight Train by the Wyos, and the next song is also by them. It's called New York City Blues.
Got no money in my pocket, 'cause I keep it in my shoes. Just another day, New York City blues. Now my neighbor's got a gun. He says I gotta pay him dues. Just another day, New York City blues. Children run around fighting in the schools, instigating trouble. Like there's nothing else to do. I day, New York City blues. The police are at my door, say they're looking for some clues. Just another day, New York City blues. Said I should shut the door and lock it, don't wanna see me on the evening news. Just another day, City blues. Children run around fighting in the schools, instigating trouble like there's nothing else to do. Well, I should mind my own damn business, the choice is theirs to lose. Just another day, New York City blues.
That was the Y.O.'s with New York City Blues, and the next song is Everybody Loves My Baby.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Everybody want my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. But that's plain to see. Oh, she's got a bomb like Venus. I said, I ain't talking break. Another can come between us, or she's my sheep and hot machine. Everybody want my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. Nobody but me. Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Oh, oh, oh. Everybody want my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. Oh, that's plain to see. Oh, when my baby kisses me, I pound my rosy cheeks. Well, I just let those kisses be, I don't wash my face for weeks, huh? Everybody want my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. Nobody but.
Okay, that was Everybody Loves My Baby by the Wyos. Up next is number 9.
Like black coal, lips that part so slyly clementine. Once a traveler in the shadow, once her heart was mine. Left town early one June morning, larks were in the sky. But no one saw you pack them things and leave it all behind.
Has mountainside, deep sea, where you now reside.
And his shoes were
number 9.
Caught a train from Old John Station, sailed a ship to Spain. Caught between the fork and halo, for they knew your name. You deceived me when you left, could sell the moon. But I wouldn't buy, so you did fly before the sheets were cold.
Lowe's land has mountainside, deep sea, way now reside.
And shoes were number 9.
Stone, there is no light at all.
Stars will never shine their eyes above your final home. Never lost and gone forever, never gone at all. When the storm has passed on by, gold coins will line the shore.
Deep sea, way down.
And your shoes were
number 9.
Shoes were number 9.
Alright, that was number 9 by the Wyos. This next song is kind of humorous. It's called I Can't Dance.
Have you seen old Joe
in the neighborhood?
Well, watch out, gal,
that cat
no good. Oh, have you seen old
Joe
in the neighborhood? Well, watch out, gal,
that cat
no good.
Oh, gee,
mercy me.
Oh, my,
well,
that's the reason why.
I said, I can dance,
I got ants in my pants.
I said, I can dance,
got ants in my pants.
Oh, let's have some fun. So I'll bring the hot dog, but you bring the bun. Let's have a party, oh, let's have some fun. Said I'll bring the hot dog, and you bring the bun. Oh, gee, mercy me. For my high, oh, that reason why. I said I can dance, got ants in my pants. I said
I can dance,
got ants in my britches.
That was I Can't Dance by the Y.O.'s, and that's the last song by them. The very last song I'm going to do is by a band from the 80s. It's one of my favorites. Their name is Bon Jovi, and this is called Living on a Prayer. We'll be right back. All right, that song was Living on a Prayer, excuse me, by Bon Jovi.
Thank you, Dylan. That was interesting. Are you ready to do your own show now?
I'm pretty much there, yes. I just need a little bit more practice.
Okay, well, this is a half hour of practice and certainly adds a variety to my show. I hope my fans appreciate a different variety of music. You've been listening to Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station in Emory and Henry, Virginia. And this is your host, Harry Baia. We come to you on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And let me encourage you to do for the following week what I want you to do every week, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.